What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I'm Lauren Simonetti.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Kat Timpf, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. I'm Eben Brown. The Supreme Court allows Texas to arrest illegal migrants, but a lower court stops them once again. Texas hopes the legal battle ends with new considerations for states to conduct border enforcement.
We have very different circumstances on the ground right now, with 10 million illegal aliens being encountered just in 3 years. And we have a new makeup of the Supreme Court.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Texas lawmakers felt a little vindication this week when the U.S. Supreme Court declined to block their state law granting police power to arrest suspected undocumented aliens as part of Texas's push to control illegal migration, which they claim is running rampant due to the Biden administration's policies of catch and release. But merely hours after the high court ruling, another ruling from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on another matter effectually re-banned the Texas law from taking effect. So now the court fight continues, and it all focuses on what a state can do to protect a national border and whether or not the migrant crisis is an invasion.
We're suffering through a bad game of red light, green light, and unfortunately, it's not a game. And right now we have a red light, or Texas does. They are not able to go ahead and implement their new law.
Laura Reese is a former DHS acting deputy chief of staff. She's now the Heritage Foundation's director of the Border Security and Immigration Center.
The federal government under the Biden administration argues that immigration is supposed to be a federal function, including enforcing the laws. And according to the Constitution and DHS authority, that is correct. However, this administration is not doing its job. It is not enforcing the immigration laws. Instead, the Biden administration has directed border agents to quickly process illegal aliens and send them north, hand them over to non-governmental organizations, which then transport them to anywhere they want to go in the country and provide shelter and other services. And so Texas got fed up and said, okay, we're going to protect our own citizens. And so they passed SB 4 through the Texas legislature, which basically says not only is it federal law to illegally, if you illegally cross the Texas, U.S.-Texas, U.S.-Mexico border between ports of entry, not only is that a federal violation of the law, now it is a Texas state violation. And we, Texas, can arrest you for that new crime. And Texas can then press charges. And when the illegal alien goes before a judge, the alien can either say, okay, I choose to go back to Mexico, or continue to have the charges pressed against him and be detained. And so the Biden administration and some organizations sued Texas and said, you can't, that law is unconstitutional and you can't start to implement it. And so, like I said, it is still on pause, Texas's ability to implement it.
It is a bit unprecedented, or maybe it's a sign that there's a desperation, I think, on the part of Texas that they would want to even assume this responsibility of arresting potentially illegal aliens and having to do this job. It is a purview of the federal government, but they are operating with some kind of, I don't want to call it an inferred line within the Constitution, but a line within the Constitution that they say allows them to take on the role of national defense if the federal government isn't doing it. Is that the crux of the legal case here? I mean, is that what Texas is going to argue or is arguing?
In part. I mean, Texas is also going further. Governor Abbott has declared an invasion. There are two parts of the U.S. Constitution which mentions invasion. And so this becomes a novel legal question if and when that invasion issue gets before a court. And that is, when the founders put that in the Constitution, what did they have in mind? Was it just foreign nationals dressed in military uniforms carrying visible weapons crossing our border to be, is that the only type of invasion? Or is it what we're facing right now, which is nationals from all over the world dressed in civilian clothes and not carrying visible weapons? I mean, if you look at the jump in Chinese nationals, for example, single-aged military-aged men, those numbers have jumped from about 1,000 encounters a month to 7,000, even one month at 8,000 encounters a month.
Wow.
That doesn't happen by accident. So this is the issue that Governor Abbott is raising, and it deserves some significant consideration.
Laura Reese is the director of the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. We're speaking with her about the ongoing court battles between the state of Texas and the Biden administration, where Texas wants to be able to arrest illegal migrants. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. What would the state of Texas do if it can enforce this law and make these arrests? Do they just simply put them in prison, or would they try to repatriate them to countries of origin, or try to push them back over the border, dump them off, and tell the Mexicans to handle this?
Well, how far Texas physically pushes back is the issue. States don't have the ability to deport aliens. So up until this point, the farthest Governor Abbott was willing to go was to turn illegal aliens over to U.S. Customs and Border Protection at a port of entry. The problem is, under the Biden administration, those very CBP agents are instructed to send them north. So if Texas turns them over to CBP at a port, and those border agents have to send them north because that's Biden administration's direction, then the result ends up being the same, just a bit of a speed bump for that illegal alien. And, Mexico has, the government stepped in yesterday saying, opposing the law and refusing to take back these illegal aliens. That's pretty rich for Mexico to say that. And that's why the law was written, so that it says if the alien agrees to voluntary return to Mexico, then the charges will be dropped.
Well, that's interesting. So what do you think the future of the Biden administration's case is against Texas? It's being worked through in the federal courts. Is this truly a toss up here, or is there some good case law or history for the state of Texas to win this? Texas has really taken the lead, I think, on border security because of their, obviously because of their location, their geography. But they've endured this for decades, really. And within the past couple of years, as things have gotten significantly worse, they've taken these more drastic steps. And so I think they're kind of reliant on hoping to win this at whatever level.
Yeah, Texas is on pretty good ground here. This recalls Arizona versus U.S., which was during the Obama administration, where Arizona tried to pass a number of laws to allow state law enforcement to enforce immigration laws. Some of those withstood Supreme Court scrutiny, and some were struck down. And but we at Heritage believe that Arizona case should be revisited. And here, Texas carefully wrote this bill to make the law consistent with federal law. And the Supreme Court has held in Chamber of Commerce versus Whiting previously that if state law is consistent with federal law, then the state is okay. And so it deserves to be Arizona versus U.S. deserves to be revisited. We have very different circumstances on the ground right now with 10 million illegal aliens being encountered just in 3 years. And we have a new makeup of the Supreme Court.
Laura Reese, you have spent 30 years in the Department of Homeland Security and related agencies. You were the acting deputy chief of staff. You're now the director of the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you, Evan.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.